Now we move on to other business, and our first item in other business is, right, are we ready?
Yeah, Ms. Stevens, I just, on this one, just for the benefit of the public, I just want to remind everybody that other business on the agenda, these items do not require a public hearing. They were not advertised for public hearings, and for both reasons, on all these items, we will not be taking any public testimony on the items.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
All right. First up, we have Ingram's Point, 2005-18.
Thank you, Chair. This is a revised subdivision plan for a 129-lot cluster subdivision within the AR1 zoning district. The site is a 150.9-acre lot that is accessed from Sussex County Road, that's Sussex County Road 412. At its meeting of February 23rd of this year, Planning and Zoning Commission approved a request to amend Condition 18, containing a requirement for a multimodal path to be provided. The subdivision plan has been revised to show the removal of the multimodal path. The positions of street lighting within the subdivision have also been revised. The revisions comply with the Sussex County Code and no agency approvals are required. The remaining conditions require that the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Commission. The tax parcel ID is District 133, Map 19, Parcel 26.01 and Parcel 27.01. The zoning district is AR1. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody have any discussion on this on the Commission?
No, I remember when it came through. Can this be just approved as a final then, or as far as the preliminary subject to? You said there were no other agency approvals required.
No, and this is the final. This is a revised final.
Okay.
It's a revised subdivision plan, so you can approve it.
And as long as we've got. It's already been through once. That's right.
Yes.
All right. I move that we approve the Ingram's Point subdivision 2005-18 revised subdivision plan as a final.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Next up, we have Peachtree Acres.
This is a revised site plan for an expansion of an existing assisted living facility. The plan includes two-story buildings, one 22,241 square foot and the other 7,780 square feet, to be used as a 114-unit assisted living facility on two parcels totaling 7.87 acres off Lewis Georgetown Highway. Conditional use number 1,141 for a meeting place was approved by County Council on January 30th of 1996, and the Board of Adjustment approved application 12,008 for a special use exemptions for use as a convalescent home and to allow the use of two mobile homes for temporary offices on August 21st of this year. The revised site plan complies with the County Code. The property is zoned AR1. The tax parcel numbers are District 235, Map 30, Parcels 58.00 and 58.08. The Planning Office is awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
In regard to Peachtree Acres, I move for approval of the revised site plan with final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
I have a motion and a second on Peachtree Acres revised site plan. All in favor, please state aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Nope. Motion carries 4-0. Moving on, Love Creek Marina, S-17-43, revised site plan.
This is a revised site plan for Love Creek Marina for the creation of 180 multifamily dwelling units, a 5,000 square foot restaurant, and a 500 square foot retail area with amenities and site improvements to be located off John J. Williams Highway, that's Route 24. The Planning and Zoning Commission approved a preliminary site plan for 188 units and a waiver to allow parking in the front yard setback on August 24th of this year. The project has been significantly redesigned, eliminating parking in the front setback and providing required loading spaces. The revised site plan complies with the County Code. The property is zoned M Marine District. The use is permitted within the district. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 7, Parcel 108.00. Staff is awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
And staff would note that the parking, it's at the very edge of the, it's probably on or very close to the front yard setback, but it does not encroach over the front yard setback.
Okay.
So when they redesigned it, they actually got it back a little bit. So it's very close, but it does not encroach.
Cut me off at the pass there.
I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
We looked into it.
I just have one question. Is this a final?
This is just a revised preliminary. If you want to see it back, you can see it back.
We need to, though, do we?
That's up to you. If you would like us to sign off on it as a final, we can. I mean, it changed in the number of units and the building layout, so we brought it back to you. When we see something like that, we'll bring it back to you. But if you want to, I believe the original approval was preliminary approval with final subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
That's where I was going with that. Okay.
So you can do that for the revised.
Okay.
If the commission so chooses.
All right. Chairperson. I move that we approve the revised site plan of Love Creek Marina S-17-43 with the final plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second to approve Love Creek Marina S-17-43 revised site plan as the final or?
It's a revised preliminary.
Revised preliminary plan with a
final subject to staff.
Subject to staff approval. Thank you. Appreciate that. Okay, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Next up, we have Artesian Northern Sussex Regional Wastewater Recharge Facility S-17-52/CU-1724.
So this is a revised site plan for the Artesian Wastewater Management Wastewater Recharge Facility. It's located off of Isaac Road, Route 30. It's for the relocation of their lagoons and the change of the number of lagoons on the property. The revised site plan does comply with Sussex County Code, and we do have an agency approval letter from the Sussex Conservation District has been received. The property is zoned AR1, and the tax parcel is District 235, Map 6, Parcel 28.09. So again, this is just a revision to an existing site plan. excuse me. For the site.
Okay.
All
right.
Madam Chairperson, I move for approval of the revised site plan for Artesian Northern Sussex Regional Wastewater Recharge Facility S-17-52/CU-1724. With final approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Mm-hmm.
Second.
Okay, a motion and a second to approve the revised site plan for Artesian Northern Sussex Regional Wastewater Recharge Facility S-17-52/CU-1724 with final to be approved by staff when all agency approvals come in. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Yeah, it was a mouthful. Next up, we have Key Properties Restaurant Development Route 1, S-17-08, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the establishment of a restaurant with a two-story addition on two parcels that are to be consolidated into one 38,316-square-foot parcel off Coastal Highway. There are two existing buildings, one a two-story dwelling that will be used for storage for the proposed restaurant, and the other a two-story office building which is being proposed as a restaurant with a 1,830 square foot addition. Variance case number 11,883 was approved by the Board of Adjustment on November 21st of this year for a reduction to 32.74 feet for the front yard setback and a reduction to 10 feet for the required landscape buffer along Route 1. The applicant is requesting a waiver to allow parking within the front yard setback. The property is zoned C1. The tax parcel numbers are Districts 334, Map 6, Parcels 74 and 75. The Planning Office is awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
Okay.
Madam Chairperson.
Before you say this,
okay.
Before you bring this one up, this is asking for a variance to put the parking again in the front. And we have talked about that in the past, that especially on a road like Coastal Highway, that who knows what we're going to need to do to fix anything there. Is that something that we would, is this the case that would be worthwhile to allow it? I mean, we've allowed it in other places because they had enough space already and, you know, we could make changes as we're needed, but I don't see that that's the case in this one.
I would just note that the parking in the front yard already exists on the site. I'm not saying they couldn't change it. I'm just saying it already exists on this site, and they're
right now it's two houses. I mean, it's two people's.
Right, just, but
no, one of them is a commercial.
Commercial
I'm
use
right across from it. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's a commercial use, so they do have parking in the front yard already. I'm not one way or the other. I'm just letting you know that this is an instance where it currently does exist.
Okay. Gentlemen, what's your pleasure? Doug's like, don't. I'm sorry. Keller, do you have a thought on this?
I was hoping that Bob would speak first.
I would say something that's already there.
Because I'll probably follow his lead.
Well, it just seems like every time it comes up, there's some mitigating circumstance. And I find myself sometimes wishing that we didn't have the rule, because it seems like we can't, we're always granting an exception. Yeah, I mean, I find the fact that it already exists compelling, but I don't know what we have to do to inspire the design community to stop doing this, except we have to start saying no.
I mean, I could make a suggestion there, yeah.
Start saying no, and then the idea is that I think has evolved over the years, and you know, I was the one that was here, so I certainly had a hand in it. You know, it just didn't seem then that parking in the setback was a big deal, because we really weren't thinking about road expansion and so on the way we weren't thinking a whole lot about roads. I think that's pretty obvious that we weren't, but we certainly are now. So I'm thinking that Madam Chairperson may have a point.
I would just caution, Route 1, I mean, this is like one of the last developed spots. That's the only thing.
Yeah, and I get that. And the fact that it's already there, and there's already development there, it's not a brand new site.
And it's a 60-foot front yard setback, and the building's already actually in the front yard setback.
Oh, the existing
building. The existing building. I'm just saying the existing building is in the front yard setback, and I think that's why they actually had to get a reason.
One to take a stand on.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, but it's coming. It's coming. Okay.
All right.
Stay tuned.
This was always
coming.
This was always Mike Johnson's thing too, and
yeah.
What I would say is that it's something that we really also, like on Route 1, it's just tough in some of the other places, but everybody's asking for it, and particularly on roads that are corridors where there's not already a bunch of development. To your point, historically it wasn't ever sort of an issue, but now it's more of an issue, and I think you all need to...
That's why I think we need to start setting a precedent.
Yeah.
And just saying no, so they stop coming in. I mean, already have some developments, commercial developments coming in saying... Yeah, we've got a stub road in for interconnectivity and
right.
future.
Plus, they were trying
to, you know. So.
Yeah, right.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll take the hit on this one, and I move that we grant the preliminary site plan approval for the Key Properties Restaurant Development on Route 1.
And
with the final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all the permits.
And I said I'd follow your lead, so I'll second it.
Okay. So you guys are all for it. Okay. All in favor of the Key Properties Restaurant Development on Route 1 as it's written, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? No. Motion carries 3-1. All right, next up we have Lighthouse Annex S-17-40, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a new 15,125 square foot self-storage building and a 7,800 square foot office building on Lighthouse Road. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 17, parcel 83.00. The zoning district is general commercial C1. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Code, and staff is awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
Okay. Madam Chairperson, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan for Lighthouse Annex S-17-40 with the final approval subject to staff and receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
A motion and a second to approve Lighthouse Annex S-17-40 preliminary site plan with agency goes back to staff. Anyway, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Okay, motion carries 4-0. Leave me alone. Sequoia Landscaping S-17-45 preliminary site plan.
Today, preliminary site plan for four buildings totaling 7,680 square feet of office space and warehousing to be located off Lewis Georgetown Highway. That's Route 9. The preliminary site plan complies with the county zoning code. The tax parcel is District 135, Map 11, Parcel 32.03, and the property is zoned AR1 and C1. All of the buildings are to be located on land within the C1 zoning district, with a septic area to be provided in the part of the site within the AR1 zoning district. Staff is awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
I got nothing on this.
Madam Chairperson, in regard to Sequoia Landscaping S-1745, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan with final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve Sequoia Landscaping S-17-45 preliminary site plan with approvals to be come back to staff. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No. Motion carries 4-0. Selco Partnership DOV Pond S-17-49 preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a telecommunications tower, including a 150-foot monopole located on a 8.42-acre parcel located off Hitch Pond Road. Special use exemption number 11,953 was approved by the Board of Adjustment on May 1st of this year. The property is zoned AR1. The tax parcel number is District 332, Map 9, Parcel 4.03. The Planning Office is in receipt of all agency approvals. Thank you.
In the fervent hope that this improves cell phone service. Madam Chairperson, I move to that we approve Selco Partnership DOV Pond application or site plan as a preliminary with final site to be by the staff subject receipt of all permits, which I understand we
have. They already have all agency.
Yeah. Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second to approve the preliminary site plan of Selco Partnership DOV Pond S-17-49. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Lands of Fay and DeWitt, minor subdivision off 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of two lots from a parcel of approximately 1.606 acres in size off a 50-foot easement off of Gills Neck Road. The proposed lot is approximately 0.778 acres and would be reached via a 50-foot easement over an existing driveway. The residual lot is 0.829 acres plus or minus and contains an existing dwelling and shed. This parcel cannot be further subdivided. The property is zoned AR1. The tax parcel is District 335, Map 9, Parcel 3. Staff is awaiting agency approvals.
Staff would just note it's no more minor subdivisions.
You couldn't fit any on there anyway. Yeah.
No, but.
Yeah. Madam Chairperson, in regard to Lands of Fay and DeWitt, I move for approval of the minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Yeah, but I don't. Go ahead.
Second.
Thank you. I have a motion and a second. Two. Lost my place. Approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for Lands of Fay and DeWitt with final approval by staff. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, it's 4-0 for approval. Lands of Hurley, minor subdivision off 50-foot easement.
Exactly. This is a minor subdivision for the creation of one 8.264-acre parcel, that's labeled A2, from a residual parcel A measuring 3.246 acres from a total area of 11.51 acres. plus or minus. Access to the new parcel is proposed off an expansion of an existing 50-foot easement over an existing driveway located off Oak Road. One additional parcel could be subdivided off this easement. The property is zoned AR1. The tax parcel is District 430, Map 16, Parcel 36.01. Staff is awaiting agency approvals.
Madam Chairperson, I move that we approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for known as the Lance Hurley as a preliminary, with final approval to be subject to the staff's receipt of all of the permits.
I have a motion and a second to approve minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for Lance of Hurley with final approval by staff when they receive all agency approvals. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? No. Motion carries 4-0. So that closes our other business. Now back to our public hearings tonight. We have on 2017-13 Lovett's Reserve, Jacqueline M. Lovett and Shannon Lovett. Any comment, anyone?
What was it? You had talked about interconnectivity or some means of access. Is that?
Yeah. The question is to whether or not it's possible. Well, of course it's possible. Right. It's always possible. You know, it's nothing there now. So if you wanted to, I think if we want to require it, we should be at least help them understand exactly what it is you really want. If we're not asking for a public street, we need to tell them that, or an improved street. I think any access, any interconnectivity needs to be of the same width of this as the other streets. It needs to be a street. It doesn't necessarily need to be finished, but it has to. It's going to have to be a dedicated area.
Right.
And it'll cause them to have to to rework their plan a little bit. But
I would say, looking at it, we missed the boat on the other one because
a straight shot. I thought I'd throw it out there.
Yeah.
But looking at it, yes, it was the first one that would have been the perfect one to just have a road there it's the way this one is.
I wouldn't object to that being in the requirement. I would not object to it being a requirement.
Okay.
I felt that it needed to be there.
And there was some question from the neighbor about the buffer running down
buffer,
the way the code section talks about it, it talks about you can get waivers from the strict buffer requirements to do fences and stuff along the frontage. And the way they drew it, it was pretty light going back the side.
There's sufficient land. I think the buffer width is when you look at that, is good there. Yeah. In fact, it actually gets very wide toward the road.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe the requirement could just be that they vegetate it a little more heavily.
Along that guy's property?
Along his property line. Yeah.
I would agree with that. Yeah.
And
because they stopped the 20-foot buffer at a point.
It was pretty.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not suggesting that the if it's approved, that the developer should have to pay for this necessarily, but that's going to be the opportunity for the, if those people can't get on that, if that's a force main out there, they can't get on there. This is a great opportunity to run right up the back property line and catch anybody that wants to get on,
Which is, it's interesting. That was the same thing as the Archit one. That's how they were connected in back through Woodlands Preserve or whatever.
Yeah,
the back
this is, and we need to be encouraging that. Yeah. I think we need to be
especially in that area.
Yeah, and if we could, I don't have an objection to the subdivision, so if a motion is for approval, I would like to see at least some language in the motion that at least requires them to consider it, talk about it, whatever.
Okay. I would just ask then that you all defer so we can get
Start writing.
We're going to be here a while.
I think you're going to get a quite a slew of deferrals here.
Madam Chairperson, in regard to 2017-13 Lovett's Reserve, Jacqueline M. Lovett and Shannon Lovett, I move that we defer for further consideration.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to defer.
Thank you.
2017-13, Lovett's Reserve, Jacqueline Lovett and Shannon Lovett, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No. None. If there are none opposed, 4-0. Okay, moving on. Change in zone, number 1839, Dale Lomas Seashore Highway Associates, LLC. I got to say, Mr. Griffin did a good job.
Yeah, he did. And I think I move that we defer action on change of zone 1839, Dale Lomas Seashore Highway Associates, LLC, to give the commission time to consider the testimony presented by...
Yeah, I'll get Mr. Sharp on that one or whatever.
Yeah, and the opponent.
Mr. Griffin's my partner. That's why... And I haven't been involved in it. I haven't talked to him about anything.
I do have a question, though. Has there ever been a time when somebody had a business on one piece of property and they wanted to expand to another piece of property they owned that wasn't of the same parcel, but they couldn't get the change in zone, but they could do a conditional use in that area?
I would say it's probably happened.
I mean, it just wouldn't
surprise me.
It'd be weird, but there's a reason why it couldn't happen.
I would say,
I can tell you that historically, adjacent zoning has been a very powerful factor.
Yes.
You know, and that's what makes these difficult especially when the adjacent zone is the same classification that is being sought. It's often seen as, you know, simply as an expansion, and if there are other parcels in the area, it becomes compelling. But I have to say that Mr. Griffin presented probably the most articulate argument I've ever heard in the time I've been here for that, you know, in that situation, for doing something different in that situation.
Okay. And the property on the other side is AR1. It's a very stately home and property that...
Well, we also have this, you know, situation with Route 9, because the more commercial stuff we have on Route 9, the slower that road's going to be. I mean, look at 24, you know, and I can remember previous commissions saying, yeah, what happened on 24. Well, this is how it happened. So it's a tough one, and I think we should defer action.
Second.
Okay, we have motion to... motion and second to defer action on CZ number 1839, Dale Lomas and Seashore Highway Associates, LLC, for further consideration by the commission. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion carries 4-0. On change in zone number 1840, Preston and Brenda Brazier.
This one, I will tell you, I started drafting one to approve, and I know and this is just what you all need to at least discuss now or later on or whatever. You know, that one was just purely speculative, you know, and there was legitimate reasons for it.
I think you
at least need to have some conversation about that. Whichever way you go, so at least you've talked about it.
You know, speculative zoning is not appropriate. Okay, we don't change zones just so people can sell their land for more money. There has to be a color compelling reason. In this case, while the applicant presented the profit motive as being one of their arguments, it wasn't their only argument, and their other arguments I think were compelling. There's a lot of other development in that area that is probably what's going to happen, and I certainly feel for the horse farm folks, but you know they're probably going to be subsumed by all of it at some point, and it's just bad when those things happen. But that's, you know, I believe that the BB Medical Foundation or the hospital or some arm of BB owns all that land, but you know behind them and so on. So. But the speculative argument is just not, I would encourage you to not consider that in your deliberations.
I agree with you on that. But at the same time, we're not supposed to consider what somebody wants to do with the property, just what could go there.
I understand that, yeah.
It was more like, because we get in this, well, I want to be able to sell it and make more money, you know? That's not a land use reason. But what was good that a lot of people don't do, and Ms. Carmine and the applicants did, they talked about that it's also not viable any longer as residential, you know, so its current zoning is no longer appropriate or useful, so anyhow.
And I find that to be fairly compelling, too.
Yes.
I would agree with that.
They did make a good argument that way, even before she started crying, so.
Well, I would move at this point that we move for deferral for further consideration on change of zone 1840 Preston and Brenda Brazier.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to defer a change in zone number 1840 Preston and Brenda Brazier for further consideration by the commission. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries 4-0. Change in zone number 1841 Lemuel H. Hickman, good enough, Hickman and GST Exempt Trust, FBO, Brenton,
Close enough.
Archit. Okay, Archit. I don't know why I can't get, I look at it and get some kind of. Yeah.
Russ Archit.
I try to make it more European or something every time. I don't know, good.
He was the assistant
assistant county engineer.
Yeah, Russ Archit was his assistant county engineer. Yeah. I guess his dad, yeah.
That's right.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. I would move for deferral.
Nothing that matters.
At this point, for further consideration, change the zone 1841, Lemuel H. Hickman, GST Exempt Trust, FBO, Brenton, Archit.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to defer CZ number 1841, Lemuel H. Hickman, GST Exempt Trust, FBO, Brenton, Archit. For further consideration, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No. 4-0. Moving on. Change in zone number 1842, Carmelita L. Pavlosky and Carl Meek.
Well, Madam Chairperson, I move that we defer action on change of zone number 1842, Carmelita L. Carl Meek.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to defer decision on change of zone number 1842, Carmelita L. Pavlosky and Carl Meek for further consideration by the commission. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, for the ordinance to amend the
commercial
zones in Sussex County.
You want me to just state a motion so they can, okay.
So a move type deal?
Yeah, it would be. Madam Chairperson, I move that we recommend approval of the revised commercial zoning ordinance with a further recommendation that County Council increase the height permissible in the, I guess it would be, I don't know that you want to say B2 and B3, it's just the commercial ones. So in the C2, C3, C4, C5, and I1 districts, upon a showing that the increased height preserves open space, or such things as open space interconnectivities or setbacks. And secondly, remove the language, but not including major repair work such as motor replacement, body and fender repair, or spray painting from lines 210 and 211 of the ordinance.
Madam Chairperson, I move that we recommend approval of the ordinance incorporating language that our attorney has read into the record on my behalf.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to an ordinance to amend the commercial code with changes that were named. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Passes 4-0. Thank you very much. We have anything else for the good of the order tonight?
I have one thing. I just want to thank everybody. As you know, my dad passed away last week, and so I just wanted to thank everybody for the emails, calls, and texts and everything. I also wanted to, he's not here tonight, and I've let him know, and I'm going to again thank Mr. Sharp, because he stepped in on less than 8 hours' notice covering for me last Thursday, so that was a really big help and sort of put my mind at ease during all this. So thanks to you all and to certainly Mr. Sharp as well.
For the record and on the record and a part of our meeting minutes, I think I can speak on behalf of the whole commission. We offer our sincere condolences on the passing of your dad.
Thanks. I appreciate that. not to put a downer on things before Christmas, but, you know, yeah. It is what it is, they say.
So. Sure is.
Yeah.
Sure is.
Yep. So thank you, everybody. I mean that a lot.
All right. That's it. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All right. We're adjourned. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.